Why are we still doubting ourselves? After everything that we have done and put up with that should have taken us out, all the times that our friends and family and people we didn't even know doubted us along the way, all the things that you have gone through in your life, the moments when you didn't accomplish what you were trying to achieve, when people were against you, when everybody wanted to see you fail, when you felt as if you were down and out, why are you still here? Why can't you understand that your purpose is so big that you're still not focused on it yet? You're asking for something so small, that's why you don't have it yet. You're not asking for everything that you're capable of accomplishing. That's why you haven't been blessed with what you're supposed to have yet. That's why you have yet to achieve and obtain everything that you are wanting out of life right now. Why is it that we settle for less than what we are worth? Even though what may be given to you as an offer is a decent offer, you know you can live off of that. You know you can take that offer and have the life that you want, plus some on the side. But that's not what you were meant to have. You were meant to have 10 times more. So the thing that we need to start doing is getting out of the mindset of settling down and just saying, you know what? I can live off of this. So that's enough for me. That's not enough. That is not enough. I want what's meant for me plus some. I'm going to work for what's meant for me plus some. I will not accept anything less than what is meant for me plus some. Because I guarantee you, if I were to take that smaller offer, and still do the same work that I've been putting in over this last year, over these last 2 years, hell, over the last 3 years, it's just getting better every year though, honestly. But if I were to take the offer that you give me and continue to get better, why would I expect that to be the agreeing point or the agreeing factor? This is where our mindsets have to go to when we are sitting in rooms that we're not supposed to be there, but we're there. Your name is being mentioned in places and rooms and areas that you have yet to even step foot in because you are destined for so much greater and better than where you are right now. But your mindset must change first. Your mentality must change. Your heart must change. Everything about you needs to change in order to fulfill that destiny and obtain the items or the lifestyle or the process or the goal that you are chasing. It's no longer a chase. You have to treat it like it's a hunt. Treat it like every day you do not have food in your refrigerator and you must go out every day and kill your food. You got to hunt it down. You have to go and chase down your prey. You must become a predator and attack it because every day the meal that you are trying and so hungry at getting is what you must capture. Now let's say you didn't catch anything yesterday, so you're hungry, right? Your energy comes from food, as we all know. We've learned that your energy comes from food. So you're hungry, you're starving, your energy is not at 100%, but you know in order to eat that you have to go out and catch your next meal. If you don't catch anything, you don't eat. Your spouse doesn't eat. Your child doesn't eat. You're nothing. You have nothing at that point, right? Which eventually will lead to starvation. But if you treat chasing your dreams as if you're chasing your next meal, your success is going to come. That next meal is going to come. You're going to be out chasing down so much prey and having so many meals left over that your refrigerator is going to be stocked times 10 centifold. If you treat chasing your dreams, your goals and aspirations and that lifestyle that you want as if you haven't eaten in the past few days and you'd have to go out and catch your next meal in order to not die from starvation, If you treat chasing those goals and objectives that you have set out for yourself, you're going to get everything that is meant for you. You'll be able to walk into those rooms and into those doors and hallways that your name is being mentioned right now. It's people that you don't even know talking about you. And when I say talking about you, I mean speaking positively about you. You've impacted somebody else's life today and you didn't even know it. They didn't tell you that immediately, but they told somebody else. Because that's the power that you have, and that's what people see within you. You just don't see it in yourself yet because you don't know. But those people that you keep around you every day, family members, your so-called close friends, those are the ones that usually end up bringing you down, that keep you from obtaining those objectives, those goals, those big dreams and aspirations that you so much so want in life. Because they're the ones who don't want to see you successful. Because usually what happens once somebody gets money and starts to get more successful? They start to get new friends. They start to move away from where they grew up. They change who they were, right? Now, although you may be changing yourself for the better, some of these old friends don't want to see you get better because they won't be able to live off of you. Not saying that you may be giving your friends money, your family members money, or that you're out here just providing for others. And that may be the case as well. But they won't be able to see you where they are. See, the thing about a bottom feeder is they have other bottom feeders with them, and that's how they stir up all the gunk and leftovers that's on the bottom. It takes more than one. So why would I let someone escape me when I know that they helped me get my food, right? Then, if that doesn't make sense, I can put it like this for you. Those people that you are with right now are primarily, or can be, the primary reason as to why you have been stuck in the same place that you have been last year, the year before that, and the year before that. Yes, sure, you may be progressing, but you're not progressing at the rate that you should be at due to the fact that you are still dealing with those who are not meant to go on into your future with you. People are sometimes for life. And then you have other people who are just seasonal, like the four seasons we get every year. Sometimes it's time to change it out, like your wardrobe. It might be a little outdated, but hey, that may be your style. But at the end of the day, eventually you're going to make some changes to it. It's time to treat some of these relationships that you have with people like an old, outdated wardrobe. Maybe it's time for you to get you some new shoes. Go get some new jeans, some slacks, a button-up, blazer, a suit. Or maybe it's just time to go give those old clothes out to the Goodwill and go buy some new clothes, even if they do look the same. But either way, it's time for a change. If they're really here for you, they're going to be with you through regardless of what you are going through. Some of us are dealing with friendships and relationships, or what we may call friendships and relationships, and it's being forced because that person has been around you so long, you don't know what it's like to not have them around you. You have to make that change. It's time to get to your hunt, your chase. Get up, get out, and go chase it. It's so much more waiting for you. You've been sitting in the same place for far too long, praying for a change, asking for a change, asking for help. The people that you have surrounding you right now are not going to be able to help you because they don't want you to advance. Surround yourself or find somebody that is in a position that you see yourself wanting to be in. Find that person. I'm not saying to be like them, but at least use them as an example of what you plan on being in your future. Seeing somebody else doing it and then seeing yourself do it in your mind, write it out. Put it down on paper. I'm not talking about manifestation. I'm talking about making it your reality. Get your objectives in order so that way once you check off the next thing, you know where you're going to next. It's just like following a GPS. You put in your end address, but you might have to get on the interstate for so many miles, then take an exit, get onto a back road because traffic and an accident is up ahead. But yet, you're so focused on just trying to get to that end address that you're missing out on the beautiful sights that you're seeing along your journey, which will build you for your success at that ending address. We have to get our mindsets prepared for our success. When it comes to getting your mindset ready, that was probably the most difficult thing for me. I had to find myself down in the depths, and I just had to have a real conversation with myself, letting myself to know that what the job that I was doing at the time, that wasn't going to cut it. The performance that I was giving was not it. I could not come to somebody and say, I'm the best person doing this when my work performance was assed out. Like, it was not given what it was supposed to put out. The performance that I was given was a C+, but I'm talking an A+ game. You know, I can't ask my employer, or I can't expect my employer to provide that raise for me when I'm doing less than the average person. So why would I not get the promotion? Or why would I get the promotion, better yet, if I'm doing subpar work? And a lot of us have been in places where we see the people get the promotions, although they're the ones doing the subpar work. But at the end of the day, if you're that focused on other people and what they're getting, there's no way that you're focused on what you're supposed to be doing. Winners don't focus on other people. Winners do what they need to do to win. Losers focus on the winners. If you're so focused on obtaining what is for you, there's no way that you can get distracted. There's no way that anything that is not for you can knock you off course. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. But what you must do is sit down and just keep it real with yourself. You have to tell yourself this. If you can't keep it real with yourself, how are you going to ask somebody else to come into your life and keep it real for you? We may all know this one person or have one or two people who we know is going to just, yeah, man, you're not doing what you're supposed to do right now. Like, I don't know what you're expecting me to say. I got a few of them around me, and I tend to keep those more closer. But eventually, you're going to have to get to a place where the phone is not the first thing you pick up. You have to get to a place where instead of watching this Netflix series, you're focused and dedicated to what you have to do. Instead of going out with your friends, you know you got extra time on your hands. You off this weekend. Do what you need to do to set yourself that much more ahead of everybody by the time Monday rolls around. Once you start getting to that, to where it's effortless, that's when things will just start to flow natural. My granddad used to tell me all the time growing up, you just got to be able to take it one day at a time. And it wasn't until this last year and a half that I more so started to resonate, like just to comprehend that and understand it. And it started to fit me even more to where I feel like I understand the true meaning behind it. Like, you can't get caught up looking so far down the road that you trip up over tomorrow. The reason why you're looking so far down the road is because you know what's coming in your future. You know how it's about to play out. But you also have to take those small steps. You have to take those small steps in order to get there, in order to see it and make it true. You have to take the small steps before you can just bow down into the end. If everybody were to just start something and then magically appear at their successful top peak of the mountain point, nobody's story would be as good as yours is going to be once you get there. It's a lot of stories, like it's a lot of movie selling, a lot of book selling, and their story is nowhere near your story. They haven't felt as much pain as you. They don't have the resiliency that you have installed in you. You've been knocked down so many times, and yet you are still here standing strong. And when that sun hits you, you shine like a diamond that you are. Because diamonds come from pressure. You've been under a lot of pressure. Hell, you might have woke up with some stuff on your mind this morning. That's that pressure. But every time you survive another day and make it through from that pressure, your shine gets even better. It's like adding another layer to it and another layer till you become this one-of-a-kind diamond that when the light hits it, it just shines. And everybody who encounters you notices it. It's people right now that notice and they know what you've been through. And they're asking themselves, I don't know how they are still standing because I would have gave up 10 years ago. You are here for a purpose. People get hit the same way you got hit and they can't take it. It hurts their soul too much to either where they let that moment take them out or they take themselves out. But you are a different animal. It's time to get to your grind. It's time to get to your chase. It's time to get on your hunt and go get your next meal. You have to get up every day and do it because you know you're not the only one counting on you. It's somebody else counting on you at this moment. If you don't understand that you come first right now for this season that's coming up, these moments that are about to occur in your life where you blow up and become the person that you knew that you were, that you've been working and praying so hard for, that it keeps you up at night. Sometimes you find yourself in tears because you start to think back on the pain, the hurt that you've been through. Nobody knows some of these things except for you. I can feel your hurt right now. I can see it. I don't know exactly what it is, but I can hear it. Nobody knows these things about you except for the person or people that did it to you and caused that pain and you yourself. Because sometimes, just keeping it real, you've put yourself through some pain that was unnecessary as well. I'm guilty of it myself. But nobody, not everybody knows that about you. But yet you're still here. So why are you doubting yourself still? It's been put in big, bold LED letters on a big old billboard for you. It's your name. Your success is here. You just have to understand that it's not going to come overnight. It's not going to come without challenges, but it is going to come. You're right here at that moment to where you can either take a left or a right. And the choice is yours. But when it comes to making that choice, please understand, don't go with the popular opinion. This is a decision that you're going to have to make on your own, even though it's going to be a lot of people trying to persuade you into going a certain way. And it might be you choosing to go to the left and everybody telling you to go to the right, or everybody picking to go to the left and you telling yourself to go to the right. Either way, whichever side you choose to turn, make sure that it is solely upon you. Now, I'm not telling you that your success is coming out of that turn. It could be another test. So don't just expect it to be given. Yes, you're close to it. There are so many people that when they got close, maybe just one more hit at that wall and it would have fallen. Maybe just one more step or pushing themselves to go a little bit harder and they would have gotten that time that they wanted. They would have gotten to that objective that they wanted. They would have gotten the score that they wanted, but they gave up because they got tired. Their minds got tired. Their bodies got tired. They started hurting. So they gave up a little bit. But I'm trying to tell you, regardless of what comes out of this turn that you are about to take, going into this next chapter, do not let it break you. Because it's going to be hard as hell. We are about to endure some challenges that are meant. This is a vital moment of your story right now. And I need you to hear this. This is a vital moment of your story as to what is coming right now. Do not fall victim to this pressure that is going to come, because all that it is going to do is make you a more significant diamond. It's going to make you have a shine that no other diamond has shined like before. It's going to give you the durability that no other diamond has had before. It's going to make you a one of one diamond that nobody can ever recreate, because you are one of one and your story is special. You are special and you are going to make it. It's time to start your hunt. Because I don't know about you, but I know about me, and I'm hungry. The hunt right now, it's on.